Psalms chapter number 12. And I want to share with you just something the Lord's laid on my heart and for the service tonight, and I trust God will speak to us. Oh, Jesus, help us, Lord. Psalms chapter number 12. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Psalms chapter number 12, verse number 1. Help, Lord. I want to read that again.
Listen.
Yes. I don't know if you're feeling that. Feel a witness on that. I'm preaching on that. Help, Lord. The Lord knew you was coming tonight. He knew we'd be assembled like this. And the Lord spoke to me clearly and said, what you had this morning won't do for tonight. This is what I want. There's folk there tonight that either needs help now or will need help. And reference my heart to Psalms 12 and verse 1. Help, Lord. I want you to say it with me. Help, Lord. Say it again. Help, Lord. You just learned a prayer that works. The devil heard you say that. And if you say it from your heart, he said, uh-oh. I'm in trouble because I may get a little ahead of myself right here, but help, Lord, includes God in your circumstance. It doesn't just invite God into your circumstance. It includes God in your circumstance. And when you say, help, Lord, our Heavenly Father's got an ear that hears that cry, and He'll say, I've got this. I've got this. I've got your back. Hey, you can count on me. Help, Lord. I want you to say it with me again. Help, Lord. Say it again. Help, Lord. Amen. Sometimes we say, Lord, help, in a slang, light, just filling in words, Brother Randy, but when you reverse it around, yeah. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we pray in Jesus' name that you'll direct our thoughts and help us, Lord God, to be obedient, to be sensitive to you, what you want me to say in this service, and we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Help, Lord. What parent in here, if you heard your child's crying out, help, would ignore it? How many in here would hear your child cry out, help, Lord, and you'd say, I'll get to you after a while, I'm busy. Not a parent in here would do that. But no, you would drop what you're doing and you would give your 100% attention. My child is in need of my help and help is on the way. I'd hate to know that my earthly parents would be like that and our Heavenly Father would be less. Help, Lord. You know what? This is a short prayer, isn't it? Help, Lord. You say, can that be effective?
Sure.
Many of you have tried it before. Help, Lord. It's a short prayer, and I thought about this actually sitting over there while the girls were singing. It's not the size of your prayer that gets the job done. The Pharisees were guilty of long praying, but got no answer.
Right. Amen.
You say, well, preachers, God against long praying? No, no, we ought to do some of it.
Right.
We ought to do more of it.
Right.
Amen. Praise God, that's right. If you can't pray longer than 10 minutes, If you've been saved longer than 10 minutes, you can't pray longer than 10 minutes, your spiritual life isn't growing like it needs to. Your prayer life isn't growing like it needs to. Amen? We need some long praying, but the size of the prayer is not what gets the job done. A long prayer, let me say it this way, long praying without heart is little. But short praying with heart is big.
Amen.
Help, Lord, is just two words. You say, preach, that's just two words.
Amen. Thank God.
Last time I checked, you know how many keys it takes to get in this building? You mean it don't take more? One little small key can open the door to get inside this building? One little key will crank my truck. One little key. Yeah. Help, Lord. That's the key that would unlock the heavenly resources that we have. Help, Lord. It's a short prayer. It's a short prayer. And then I wrote down some things too that it's a saintly prayer. It don't do sinners any good to pray that prayer. Won't you listen to me now? It doesn't do you a bit of good as a lost person. And how many times you meet up with sinners that say, I pray every night.
Right.
I've had them to tell me that with a Bud Stupid can in their hand. Right. I say my prayers every night, preacher. You know what John 9:30 says? God heareth not sinners. The only prayer that I can find in the Word of God that God will hear is a prayer for salvation. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Or a prayer like that. Doesn't have to be those words, but a prayer like that. A prayer of remorse, a prayer of repentance. You can pray all the time as a lost person, and it is in vain. Because you don't have access. We have access by one Spirit unto the Father. And lost people don't have the Holy Spirit. They have no access. They have no audience with God. They have no authority with God. Can you address God as our Father? Sinners can't do that, but saved people can. One of the great benefits of being saved is that we can pray. I say it was a short prayer. It's a saintly prayer. It's a prayer that saints can say. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Boy, that sounds good, don't it? Help, Lord. But then let me move on. There's other things we could say on that. I want to say, thirdly, it is also a suggestive prayer. Help, Lord, suggest some things to me. You said, what? Well, that's just two words, preacher. What could it suggest? Well, it suggests, first of all, a confession of inability. By saying, help, Lord, you're saying, Lord, I'm weak. Or else you wouldn't need His help. Help, Lord, is a confession, admission of weakness. God, I'm in a situation that's bigger than I am. It is stronger than me. It's wearing me out. And Lord, I need help. It's a suggestive prayer. It suggests a confession of inability. A second confession, and I'm preaching probably short tonight than usual. Of course, I'm not done yet. Lord, no one knows what God's going to do. But it's a suggestive prayer. It suggests a confession of inability. It confesses, listen, the second thing it suggests, Brother Tom, I wrote it down sitting over there, it is a confidence. Help, Lord, is an expression, a suggestion of confidence in God's ability. Man, that's feeding me right there. It is a suggestion of my confession of my inability. It is a suggestion of, it suggests these things. Though it don't say it, it suggests it. Help, Lord, it suggests my confidence in God's ability. Why would you say help, Lord, if you didn't believe that he could? Help, Lord. So not only is it a suggestion of my confession of inability, it is a suggestion of my confidence of God's ability. Well, I like that myself. Can I tell you something? Boy, this made me, this has happened to me now. I don't know what I'm going to face, nor do you. I'm blinded to the future far as happenings, earthly happenings, but I'm not blinded to the future far as Jesus coming and things like that. But I don't know what I'm going to face. I don't know what phone call I'll get after a while. I don't know. I don't have no idea what is going to transpire in my life, but I'm glad that help, Lord, will fit. Help, Lord, is a prayer that will work. I'm glad to report to you, when you say help, Lord, you are confessing your confidence in his ability. And you know what? God will never need help. Amen. David said in Psalms, I believe it's in Psalms 89, that he would lay his help upon the one that is mighty. You know what the word mighty means in that verse? Champion. David said, the one I'm calling on to help, the one that I'm laying my help on, my need of help on, is the champion. That is, he's done took on all oncomers, amen, all opponents, amen, and have whipped them. That's who I want fighting for me. Earthly speaking, if I was facing Goliath, you know who I'd want on my side? David. Why? Because he's done it. He's been there. Thank God, the one you're calling on, when you say, help, Lord, he's been there. Hebrews 4 tells us that he is a high priest that can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He can say, I'm a sympathizing Savior. I know what you're going through. I've been there. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That's good. God is beyond the need of help. He will never become weak. He will never become outnumbered. Amen. To the point that God has to cry, help! But we cry help. It suggests, number one, our confession of inability, our confidence of his ability, of God's ability. But here's the third one, and this is probably going to knock most people out of praying this prayer. You know what else it suggests? It suggests your cooperation with God's asking. So where do you get that? When you say, help, Lord, you're saying in those terms, Lord, whatever you want me to do, whatever you ask, I'll do it. Help, L-O-R-D. Help, Lord. Him holding that position in your life as Lord means that you are submissive to him. You have bowed yourself to him. Amen. Amen. You young people, you should never, you that are not married specifically, you should not be interested in anybody that Jesus is not their Lord. And that's a step deeper than Jesus being their Savior. Well, preacher, they say that Jesus is their Savior. Well, look how they live. If Jesus is their Lord, that means he is boss. That means he is in control. That means what he wants and what he don't want means something. Amen. You go ahead and court somebody who treats their spiritual life, if they even have it, even if they even have a spiritual life, you court somebody like that, be interested like that, and I'll tell you what you'll do, girls and boys alike. You'll spend your whole life trying to carry them spiritually. Amen. Well, they're a good person. That don't mean nothing. Well, they go to church. Sad, but that don't mean nothing. They say they're saved. That don't mean anything either. Amen. Well, I don't want to get on that. I can preach to these young people in a while. They'd probably need it. Amen. Well, he likes me. That don't mean nothing. He's probably like 15 others before you and maybe 10 of them at the same time as you. That don't mean nothing. Help, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, is a suggestion that you are cooperating and that you are opening yourself up. What do you want me to do, Lord? You're submissive to Him. You're obedient to Him. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Brother Silas, can I use you just a second? Give me a songbook there, Brother Tim. I'm going to lay this songbook. I was going to lay it in the floor. People can't see it, but I'll just lay it right there. Brother Silas, I'm going to need you to help me. Help, Brother Silas, me pick this book up. What does that imply? Help. What does that imply, Brother Silas? Two hands on the same book. Thank you, Brother Silas. When you're saying, help, Lord, you're not saying, do it, Lord. You're saying, Lord, I need your assistance. I need your leadership. I need your direction. I need you to help me. Meaning God's hand is there and your hand is there as well. And we're not talking about salvation now. You can pray till you pass out for God to help you to get saved, and that'll never happen. Because you have nothing to offer. How could you lend a hand in helping get saved when you have nothing to offer? Salvation is of the Lord, Jonah 2:9. Salvation is all of the Lord. Amen. But we're not talking about salvation in this verse. This is a saintly prayer. We're talking about spirituality and survival. Help, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, suggest your cooperation with God's asking, your submission, your openness to be obedient. Help implies you do your part and God does His part. You know how most people look at their spiritual life? Most people look at their spiritual life the same way they do salvation. Salvation is by grace. God does it. Hallelujah. And they're looking, Brother Jeter, for their spiritual life to be the same way. All right, Lord, I'm saved. Now you carry me. I'm saved. Now, Lord, you keep me with my joy. You keep giving me peace. No. Can I say it again? Your spirituality is your responsibility. Amen. Well, let me move on. Not only, listen, it's a short prayer. It's a saintly prayer. It is a suggestive prayer. And on we could go. Amen. But also, let me move on. And by the way, let me just mention this. This cooperation of asking. God's asking. That's what it suggests. You know what else it's suggesting? It's suggesting to you, when you say help, Lord, you're saying, Lord, no other help is available to me. Does that make sense? Help, Lord. No other resources. That's why I'm coming to you. There's no help in the world. There's no help of man. There's no help in sin. There's no help in my flesh. Help, Lord, means there's no other source. I'm coming to you. And I'm glad I can pray. Help, Lord. I don't know if you're getting it or not. I really don't. Help, Lord. You know what Isaiah 31:1 says? Woe to them that go to Egypt for help. Right. Egypt's a type of the world. Naomi and Abimelech and them got in a famine. Where did they go? Went to Moab. Lot got a choice to make a choice on taking his family and his herdsmen to a place of abode. Where did he choose? He chose what he could see. He chose the well-watered plains of Sodom and Gomorrah. A good place to raise cows, because he talked about that. Oh, that'd be good for our cattle. He never thought anything about, will it be a good place to raise children? And he lost his family. It cost him more than he ever wanted to pay to make that move. Simply, I'm trying to drive home at this point. Listen, don't go to Egypt for help. Don't go to the world for help. Listen, how many people does that? This is not just preaching. How many people turns to the flesh for help? They get their back against the wall. They get in trouble. Things started to break down. Things starts to tear up. Things starts to go south. And next thing you know, instead of turning to the spiritual and saying, Lord, help, turning to the scriptures, turning to the spirit, amen, or even turning to the saints, where do they turn? They turn to the flesh. I've done that. Don't look so sanctified. You have too. Get in a fix, amen, a battle, a burden, amen, in your life. Next thing you know, you're listening to the flesh. And I promise you, the flesh will always have suggestions. When I talk about the flesh, I'm talking about your old fleshly nature, your sin-loving nature. How many's turning to the... That's what it's saying. Amen. Listen, not only is it a short prayer, saintly prayer, suggestive prayer, but I want to end and say it is a successful prayer. You don't pray, help, Lord, in vain. You don't say, help, Lord, with no help available, no help accessible. Oh, thank God, how many times you and I have prayed for help from the Lord, and the Lord come through. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, if the Lord has not helped us, we wouldn't be here tonight. We wouldn't be here tonight, I promise you that. Amen. Amen. What about this verse right here? Acts 26 and verse 22. Paul said, having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. You know what he said? Paul, the apostle, Brother Bob, he said, having therefore obtained help of God, I what? Continue unto this day. He's saying, even me, the apostle Paul, I'm continuing today because I have obtained help from God. Help from God is obtainable. Glory, hallelujah. Having obtained, therefore, help of God, I continue this day. What about 1 Samuel 7 and 12? Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shin and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Do you have any Ebenezers in your life? Do you have any monuments in your life? Do you have any places in your life? Do you have any memories in your life? Well, you said, help, Lord, and he helped you. And in essence, you set up an Ebenezer. Amen. Having obtained help of the Lord, I continue this day. Amen. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. We better get a hold of this tonight, because I have no clue what you are going to face or I'm going to face in the near future. But we just better make sure we're on God's side where he can help us. It is possible for you to get wrong with God and hinder his hand from helping you. Amen. What about Psalms 118 verse 13? Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. David said, there's been a source of those that's been wanting me to fall, worked at it, wanting it to happen, but he said, the Lord helped me. Amen. Thank God I like it. Matthew 15:25, then came she and worshipped him, saying, "The Lord help me." Psalm 46:1, the Lord, God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. Well, I like that. Brother Silas, you know there, that illustration with that book? When I said help, help, Brother Silas, help, you was right there. What if that had been a burden? What if that had been a situation that I needed desperate help with and I needed Brother Silas to help me, but I didn't know where he was at, and you were distant, Brother Silas. You was up through yonder, preoccupied with something else, somebody else, but not Jesus. Thank God, hallelujah. How big is that to us, Brother Bob? Brother Bobby, for the Lord to say it was a very present help in trouble. I like that myself. Very present help in trouble. When is it that I need help? Before trouble? After trouble? Or in trouble? Help, Lord! Woo! Glory to God, amen. That's helping me right there. My, my. It's a successful prayer. It works. It works. The world won't help you. Amen. The world won't help you turning to the world's devices, the world's fads and fashions. Oh, I know what I need. I just need to lay my Bible down and not pray and start missing church. And I need to become interested in finances. I need to become interested in my prosperity. I need to become interested in my popularity. I need all that. That's what I need. No, you don't need that. Because look at those out there that do focus on those things and look at their lives. More money is not the answer. More of the master is the answer. Well, glory to God, amen. That's what I say. Amen. I'm glad to say that there's nothing too little to fit in this two-word prayer. Well, my situation hadn't got big enough yet to pray that. No, no. If it matters to you, it matters to God. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. You know what he careth for you means? If it matters to you, it matters to him. If it's big enough to get your attention, it's big enough to get God's attention. You say, no, preacher, surely not. He's got worlds to keep going. He's got the sun to keep shining. He's got crickets to feed and fish to feed and the birds of the air to feed and the beasts of the field to feed. You ain't do all that and not be distracted from me, not one bit. He never has to tell one of his youngins, wait just a minute now. I'll get with you in a minute. I'm busy at this moment. I'm dealing with Tom Lawson's right now. I'm dealing with him. When I get done with him, if I ever get done with him, I'll get to you.
Amen, preacher.
But I'm glad it's not that way. Now, I can only see one way at a time, amen. I'm just limited. Amen. Brother Tim, we're limited. We're eat up with limitations. But thank God, I'm telling you, God can give me full attention and never be distracted from you nor any of the other millions of people that are praying to him and needing him at the same time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The world can't help us. Flesh can't help us. Man can't help us. Sin can't help us. But I'm glad we can say, help, Lord. And help is on the way. You know, I said there a minute ago that it's a very present help in a time of trouble. You know why that's so? Romans 8:26 helps us to see a little bit into that. Let me get read it to you. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Infirmities means weaknesses. Our limitations Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Now, before I have a spell right here, let me give this to you. That word help, the same Greek word that's put in this verse, translated in this verse, helpeth, I'm glad it's got the E-T-H on it. It doesn't end with E-D, which puts it all in the past tense. But he says helpeth, which means progressive. It's ongoing. I'm glad the Lord helpeth. The Spirit of God helpeth our infirmities. When I can't, he can. But in Luke 10 and verse number 40, let me read this to you. This same word that's used there in Romans 8:26, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. And if we didn't have infirmities, we wouldn't need any help. But in Luke 10 and verse number 40, listen to this. I like this. It's used in Luke 10 and verse number 40 with Mary and Martha. The Bible said, but Martha was cumbered about with much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she, here it is, that she help me. Woo. Martha was had more than she could do, more than she could handle. She took on more than she could handle, Brother Jeter. You know what she wanted in that circumstance? And she even pleaded for the Lord. Lord, I need Mary to help me. I need her to help me. Bid her to help me. Oh my, when you can't count on the Marys and the Barrys or the others, I'll tell you who we can help count on. And that's the Holy Spirit of God. Hey folks, that's why you need to stay right with the Holy Spirit. It's so when you need help, he can help you. When you grieve him and quench him and you're not right with the Spirit of God and your spiritual life is not where it needs to be with God, is the Spirit of God going to help you in that condition? Amen. Oh, yes. Listen to this right here. It's a successful prayer. Amen. We'll get back in our text here. Amen. Praise God. Help, Lord. Help, Lord, is a successful prayer. I like that, don't you? Bless his name. Amen. Boy, there's verse on top of verse on top of verses in the Bible that shows the success of prayer. Prayer works. His eyes, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and the Bible said his ears are open unto our cry. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That's why the devil hates you praying. The devil don't want you to pray. He wants you to be so cumbered about with much serving and cumbered about with trying to fix your situation yourself and trying to find an answer yourself and trying to come up with a solution yourself. And you know what happens? We've all done that. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. You know what we mainly do with the last? Pray. It should be our first resource, Brother Yarnell, but instead many times, sad, it's the last thing we do. We try to figure it out. We try to carry it. We try, my friend, to fix it all. And you know what? It wears us out. It wears us down. When probably what, well, ain't no probably to it. What we should do at the beginning is saying, help, Lord. Help me, Lord, that I don't lean on other things. Help me, Lord, that I'm willing to be obedient to you and submissive to you, that whatever you want me to do, good or bad, out of my... No, when I say good or bad, I mean positive or negative. God's not ever going to ask you to do nothing bad. God wants things in your life or God wants things out of your life. Be willing to do it. You say, well, I'm not there, preacher, yet. Well, then you're not desperate enough. You know why we're not praying? We're not desperate enough. You know why we're not submissive, Brother Fultz, to the point where we're saying, help, Lord, and I'm willing to do whatever you want me to do. If we're not there, then we're not desperate enough.
Right.
We're lacking desperation. Help, Lord, is simple, short prayer. It's a short prayer. It's a saintly prayer. It's a suggestive prayer. And thank God it's a successful prayer. God wanted that preached tonight. I mean, Brother Mike, I had every intention when I left the service this morning. In my mind, I'm thinking, I'll preach that tonight. I'll preach that I was going to preach this morning. I'll preach that tonight. And I was sitting on my couch this evening. And all of a sudden, I was made very much alert to the fact that what I was planning on doing for the service tonight was not God's will. That's a good thing to find out about 5 o'clock and service starts at 6. Actually, it probably was probably about 15 after 5. And I said, okay, Lord, what do you want? If that's not going to be for tonight, and I know better than to try to push the issue, Brother Tim, I've been there before, I've tried that before, and God just steps back and says, all right, big boy, let's see what you can do. You're not listening to me. You're not going to let me lead you in what the service needs tonight. You're wanting to do your thing. Let's watch you perform. Oh, that is a bad deal right there. Yeah. Yeah. There's been many times I've said that in my under my breath. God help. Oh, Lord help. And the Lord said, well, you should have prayed that before the service. Learn a hard lesson right there. But I know for sure in my heart, as simple as that was, God sent that to stir our heart about that simple truth. Help. Lord, I hope God drives that, Brother Travis, into our spirit to where every valley we go into, help, Lord. Every battle we face, help, Lord. Every situation we come in contact with, help, Lord. But what you need to do is to make sure He is your Lord. It's going to be hard to pray, help, Lord, when He's not your Lord. You need to make sure you're on the same page with Him. You need to make sure that He is your Lord, meaning not just in a personal relationship, but He is your Lord in that you're submitted to Him and you're open, you're obedient. Help, Lord. Tell me what you want me to do, Lord. Tell me what you want me to do, Lord. Tell me what I need to change. Tell me what you want out of my life. Tell me what you're wanting in my life. Help, Lord. Help, meaning your hand and my hand is on this situation. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Father, we pray that you'll take the message.